You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, it's great to be back. Oh, isn't it?
Oh, it was Jessica. Nice. It was nice to hear that applause, yes.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, you're welcome.
You're over there. Stay seated, please.
Yeah. Welcome to Breadline, anyway, for another exciting episode.
So yes.
We've been planning an amazing little series of exciting fiction about the many woes of being on JobSeek and a number of different payments. So anyway, yes.
Well, it has been mentioned, yes.
Yes, it has been. But we have to get, of course, some professional actors and so on. Anyway, so on this show we're going to be talking about the state of our union, the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, and we're going to be giving you a bit of news from around the country. I'll give you a little bit of an update on Wonthaggi, where I live, and we're also going to be, of course, talking about just the sort of the usual things, such as remembering that you can get advice from the union if you have trouble with job service providers, and also any other Centrelink payments and so on.
Mm. I'd just like to mention subscriber week might be over, but you can still subscribe. So please renew or sign up for your subscription, because this really helps us stay on air. And it's important because 3CR is a vital community resource that supports grassroots, independent broadcasting that speaks truth to power. And that alone is worth supporting. And nothing pleases us more than giving the voiceless a voice. Isn't that right, Jessica?
Yep, absolutely. And, good point. Good words there, Daryl. We did attempt to interview our new president of the union today, which wasn't successful, but due to some technical issues. But she sent out a very good email to members about our new committee, which now has 9 people on it. And it was an infusion of enthusiastic volunteers. And we also are very aware of the fact we've got to be very disciplined about what we commit to, because you can easily overcommit, especially when you're sort of taking on the unfairness of the way the welfare system is set up right now. And especially in the first half of the year, where we're going to be rebuilding our capacity and expertise. So our big priority is advocacy, as you've heard on this show. Daryl works on the advocacy line, and we think that's the most important thing we do, because, as Catherine says, the exquisite relief of knowing that you're not alone and you're supported, and at least there are a few solutions to the bureaucratic obstacles, matters a lot. At the moment, if you do have any questions about job service providers demanding pay slips, all this sort of usual hassles that people have, you can contact advocacy@auw.org.au, and then you're able to get on to you'll have a response back from us. Another thing that's happening this year is campaigning, because there seems to be some kind of election happening. I don't know what's going on. Do you
know? Is there?
No. Yeah, there is.
I don't follow politics that much.
It's the federal election, and so there's a group of people who are getting pretty motivated to push, basically our two goals, increasing the rate of income support to the poverty line.
Yep.
I said that once on an interview. We would dream of the poverty line it's so far, most of the payments are so far below it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, abolishing mutual obligations.
Yeah, that's a big one. Yep. Yeah. So much money wasted on that, and it doesn't help you get a job at all.
And all these people, who I come across in my town, who sort of have this illusion that the job providers are there actually actively helping people. Yes, instead of cutting off their payments and doing the sort of, you have an appointment, only it was yesterday.
We better cut your payments then if you weren't here yesterday.
And so media. And of course, my experience as well on being on call for sort of like the older job seeker before I was on the age pension was a little bit harrowing, because they're all the capitalist media are always looking for the sort of sob story, but they don't really look at the systemic issues, which we know are the ones that have got to shift. So, yeah, we'll be prioritising using the media to reach people like us rather than provide them with their sort of what some people refer to as poverty porn, basically, oh, no, what you can't afford, you're shopping this week, oh, you know, that kind of thing. And that's the kind of questions I got asked when I was on call, and, you know, can be a little bit depressing. Then tech, we're going to be looking at there's a whole range of tech, which we've got now some amazing people working on. For example, I only found out recently that how the advocacy line works is volunteers come in, but there's an automatic system that can switch it on to an answering machine past the hours that we do the advocacy line, and then it can switch between volunteers. And so, yeah, it is pretty amazing. We'll be doing a newsletter, and of course, tech team will be helping us with that. And then we also are going to set up a system where if people do want to meet AWU members in their area, that we're able to sort of link them up through our email system. So either run it by Zoom if it's an isolated area, or in person. So, yeah, please get in touch with us at awu.org.au if some of these ideas sound good, and or if you've got another idea.
Yeah, so we have some, sounds like we have some big ideas coming up.
Yeah, well, soon
So we've got a fresh com with fresh ideas.
That's right. But as Catherine said really strongly, it's all to do with capacity. We can't take on too much, because everyone's got their survival issues or health issues and so on. So that was pretty interesting. So we'll keep you posted on developments on that.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
So, yeah, there's a few things happening as well. As we mentioned before, there seems to be some kind of election happening, and there are some people in Adelaide at the moment who are right onto it. So they are doing a launch of their election campaign on the coming Saturday, the 1st of March, and they're calling it No One Left Behind. And it's an event run by the Anti-Poverty Network and the Anti-Poverty Centre. So, yeah, of course, we're not broadcasting to Adelaide, but if you do know anyone who's over there, I'm going to be letting a few people know who I'm in contact with in Adelaide. And there's and also some information here, info@APNSA.org. And there is a phone number so as well. And that APNSA stands for Anti-Poverty Network South Australia. So, it's good to know. That will be a good event. Unfortunately, it's not a Zoomable one, but they will be just talking about, it sort of ties in with the next little bit of information we've got. So I started looking at an interesting website which was put out a while ago by the Anti-Poverty Centre called punishmentforprofit.org. So it lists the private companies who are running the mutual obligations job service provider system, and it's got a little profile here on Sereno Russo Job Access. So we have got an app on our website which allows you to score the various job service providers.
That's the RAW app, isn't it?
That's exactly it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they actually scored 1.97 out of 5, so not particularly high. But when you look at the political donations since 1999, they've donated $357,660 to the coalition, and then the ALP, $244,998. So that information is sort of out in the public sphere, but it just shows you why actually battling to make the political parties just realise the mess they've put everyone in is quite a battle. They actually received 1 and $1.07 billion in government contracts in the last decade. And Serena Russo's personal wealth in 2022 was calculated at $267 million. So, yes, some tidy profits there.
Oh, that's her whole wealth, is it?
Yeah, that's, wow. Again, that's the sort of information which sort of tend to not come across very often because of the way the capitalist news tends to sort of personalise everything. They probably have a picture of her posing somewhere, but they wouldn't talk about her just over $1 billion in government contracts.
Mm.
And I'm going to be visiting UK later in the year, and I'm going to be contacting some of the unemployed activists over there because they're running under a very similar system of privatised companies and also of all these onerous.
It'd be interesting to see how they do things over there as well.
Yeah, well, I think it'll be sort of scarily similar, really, because as we know, Kevin Rudd's partner, Therese Rain, was quite involved with, again, the privatised job agencies.
Mm.
So,
Australia seems to mirror anything that the English do.
Yeah, in some cases, vice the other way around too, because unfortunately they've got onto the anti-refugee scare campaigns over there, and unfortunately they've swayed a lot of people because this whole stop the boats garbage that Howard and Co. used to come out with has been copied over there. So, it's pretty bad. Yeah. Anyway, on a sort of slightly cheerier note, where I live in Wonthaggi, the CWA have got very motivated. That's the Country Women's Association.
One what?
The CWA.
Wonthaggi?
Wonthaggi, exactly.
Aren't we at war with them as well?
What's that? Oh, not at all.
Oh, we're not. Sorry.
No, not since I last looked. Yeah, so the CWA have got very motivated, and on Monday mornings, and I haven't managed to go there yet to visit, they set up this ute in one of the shopping centre car parks, and it's full of food, free food, which they're giving away.
Oh, right.
So, it was, again, a nice little initiative, and it all happened in quite a relaxed way because there's just a couple of shopping trolleys that are put in the supermarkets, and as people come through, they know that they can just dump a few extra things in. If they've done a bit of extra shopping, they can donate there. Then the CWA ladies go and collect it up, and then they just give it out from this ute once a week.
Ah, nice.
So, I know in Melbourne there's all kinds of different charities doing it, and then there's the more direct action-y types like Food Not Bombs. It's just sort of nice. I haven't really heard of a free food ute before.
Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
So it's completely mobile too, isn't it? Like
that's
it can always go where it's needed.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And there are other sort of free food outlets in Wonthaggi, but this one's it's a new one. It's going to add.
Mm.
Yeah. So, So last
we had a bit of a free
week,
food.
We had a bit of free
Monday too. Didn't
we had an Melbourne Unemployed Workers Union.
Yeah, it was a great turnout. It must have been at least 50 people there.
Or a few hundred.
A few? No.
No, actually, it wasn't large. But
well, I'd say about 50 if that. But I thought we were going to run out of food there for a while. But it turned out to be fantastic. It was a great day.
And we did some interviews which will be playing on the show next week.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that thing. It's good to especially use the fact that it had a bit of good weather, and so it's a good, I think we might make it a sort of regular thing if we decide to have a sort of February picnic for the union.
Well, especially if it's that popular.
Yeah, and we did actually have leftover food, and we donated it to Catalyst Social Centre, which has a free food session on Wednesdays, and that's in Sydney Road. You can look up Catalyst Social Centre if you get short of food on Wednesdays.
Good to know.
Yeah, we're nearly finished up for the show today, but we'll remind you again about the fact that the subscriber, there is still a subscriber drive for 3CR at the moment.
Yes, please subscribe. We really need that to keep this station going because it is a community station.
And 3CR is unique.
Yep.
And, There's certainly no other place in the country that you'd be able to hear unemployed people talking about
yeah. the things we but, talk but about. But also all the people that normally don't get a voice as well, they have a chance to come on here and tell us their story as well.
That's right. And that we'll be hearing from Alex next week.
Yeah, Alex and, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Alex and a woman from Fane by the name of Lou.
And, I think that...
Lou, is it Lou?
It's Lou, I think. Right. And, Alex has had a big battle with the trying to get on the DSP. So that's...
With Centrelink, yeah. He has an amazing story to tell.
Yeah. So that's next week. Right. Well, that's it for Breadline for today. Mm-hmm. And, stay... And, you'll hear from Daryl next week.
Yep, sure will. So, till then...
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good night.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.